yo, yo, what up? All the way live from 919. It's Fonte, Fontigolo. Giving a shout out to my people, nappyafro.com.
Nappyafro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest website, period. This is the Frocast, episode 168. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. I need about 5 million. And I'm sitting there with my homie, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the people's champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfuckers in podcasting today.
Damn, I like that. I really like that.
Tag team partner, Saul Wright, man. Trying to do it again for the 168th time.
Shit. That's a lot of episodes.
Fuck yeah, it is. We ain't been on the Breakfast Club yet. Shout out to my dog, Jesus. He was on the Breakfast Club, man. God damn.
Hey, man, they came up a long way from what, 4 episodes?
Yes, man. It's all about location, man. We was in New York, man. We'd be big, son. We'd be big.
We'd be on if we was in New York, probably.
We some country bumpkins, man. We can't, you know.
I guess, man. I was thinking about that the other day as my wife sat on the other side of the couch and was telling me some bullshit about another podcast. I almost said the name. It's not hate. I'm just amazed at how other people get on after us and surpass us. Maybe we just ain't shit.
Yes. According to my dog, K-I-R-A, I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Kira? No.
But it's the dude, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so
it's a little weird.
Yeah, so, you know, according to him, you know, this is what he said about us. I mean, let me read his email. This is awesome. He says, you know, so he said, Nappy, they was asking what are some black podcasts, you know, people should listen to. Right. He was like, Nappy Afro, because them niggas ain't shit. Said in the nicest, most respectful way possible. Yeah, your list needs some Nappy Afro, and them niggas got a website. I don't mean one of them, these WordPress themed blogs. Like, they got a webmaster and designed it from the bottom. He said, you know, it's a good episode when Germ prefaces the slander with the disclaimer. So, you know, I mean.
So he actually listens.
Shout out to Kip from K-I-R-A. I don't want to pronounce it wrong, but I'm just going to spell it out. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Appreciate you listening.
And he gave B-Eazy props, too, because B-Eazy is the webmaster.
Exactly.
Not the IT guru, but the webmaster.
Not the IT guru. He's the actual webmaster.
He's the actual webmaster, man.
Remember that used to be a thing on the internet? Webmasters, hit us up.
Hey, you get paid for that shit. Like, yes. People were looking for webmasters. B-Eazy was looking for a webmaster for a while.
Yeah. He said, fuck it. Self-taught. Self-made millionaire, man.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. So when we get on, man, B-Eazy got to get like 2/3 of the cash. Nah, maybe not.
Nah.
Maybe just a little bit over half. Like if it's $100,000, he get one more dollar than the rest of us.
Yeah.
How do we split that up? I could go into my loser early, but I feel like we all know that this motherfucker is a loser, so I just want to talk about it right now real quick. Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
So, I mean, this motherfucker doing old school drugs, barbiturates and shit. He admitted allegedly back in 2005 that he was drugging the pussy.
He slipped up. He was like, oh shit, did I say that? Now I gotta be an old crazy old man now. Yeah, good job, Bill.
I mean, he had people caping for him. Jill Scott is caping.
Oh, man.
Other comedians was caping.
Felicia Rashad.
Camille is caping.
Yeah, Camille's supposed to cape. She married to the nigga.
But she's super caped, bro. She said, I created him.
Hey.
I don't... So, for all you motherfuckers out there that have the apology gene, the forgiveness gene, I want to hear what you got to say about this for Bill Cosby.
Ain't lying. He was out there getting pussy, not on his own merit, but drugging chicks and taking the pussy. That's like super wrong. Don't say, well, niggas, y'all do the same thing when you take weed and liquor to a girl's house. That's not the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, she knows she's smoking weed and drinking. Like, I ain't like I gave her a cup of fucking Ruby Red and I threw a fucking, you know what I'm saying? You know, come on, man, stop. No deal.
It's funny because Bill's been telling these jokes for years about Spanish Fly and putting Visine in the drinks. And Bill's been saying this shit for years. Y'all just thought he was joking.
Bill Cosby said something about putting Visine in the drinks?
Yeah, man. He was on, like, Tonight Show or some shit with making that joke.
Have you ever done that before?
Nope.
Oh.
I'm a good Christian boy, man.
I've done that before.
And it works?
Hell yeah. It give you the shits too, but yeah, it do something. Look, it do something.
So wait, so like you did this to yourself?
Okay, me and this chick was
chilling. Oh, Jerm, don't say
it. Now, look, check it out. I mean, I didn't know which drink was in, you know, I squirted in both of them motherfuckers. So, yeah. So, you know, so yeah, we both caught it that night. So, yeah.
So, did anything happen other than y'all was shitty?
One of us fell into the Christmas tree. I won't say who it was, but, yeah.
Like,
somebody was really fucked up that night. Like, talking about they never been that fucked up before. And it was kind of scary, but, you know, no sex happened, so it was all good.
So you take an alcoholic drink and put Visine in it, and it's a whole new world.
They said that's, I mean, I don't know if it was, you know, we did it a couple times, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that used to be our little go-to. We used to be like, yo, sprinkle some Visine in there. I didn't know what we was doing. If I would have known that was wrong, man, I feel totally bad about my my teenage years. Good gracious.
God damn. Hey, man, so yeah, for all you people caping for Bill, I just want to hear what you got to say. I'm not even going to pass judgment.
Yeah.
I do want to say that please stop putting the goddamn jokes on my Facebook. I don't like rape humor. I don't like rape. I don't.
Rape isn't like, funny.
It's not funny. I don't like seeing none of this shit. Like, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched the last season of Orange is the New Black, there's some rape scenes in there. Guy on girl rape scenes. Get your head out together. Guy on girl rape scenes. And I'm not fond of that shit.
Who got raped in Orange is the New Black, the new season?
We can't go that far with the spoiler, can we?
Who gives a shit? They have put all shows out at one time. It's not like a week-to-week basis.
Now, you know that I'm going to get the names wrong.
Okay, just say who would you explain who they was. I'm trying to think. Who got raped this season?
Who's the former Christian chick with the raggedy mouth?
Oh, yeah. Kentucky, she did get raped.
Yeah, she got raped twice.
She did?
Yeah, it was back to back. They showed her flashback, and then they showed the current.
Oh, yeah, she just didn't know no better. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, I didn't like none of that shit. Just like when I watch Boys Don't Cry and another, like, I don't want to see that shit. Mm. So when I'm looking at my Facebook and I'm seeing all the jokes, the rape jokes, I'm not a fan, bruh. I'm not a fan. Now, there was one I did laugh. You know, I got to be a hypocrite because that's what we do on the Frocast. They got a picture of Bill Cosby, and it's all blurry, and they said, if you see this, it's too late.
Damn.
I was like, God damn. It's funny.
I saw one of him like looking like Steph Curry shooting a Quaalude, like a kill in the cup. And he had like a Steph Curry jersey on. It was Bill Cosby. Yeah. And they had him like shooting a three. Oh, shit.
God damn it. That's not funny, Jerm. Shit.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's not funny. Let's go into the reason for my AKA. I need about $5 million because that's the hot number this week. $5 million. 50 Cent knows a lot about $5 million. Now, the headlines. Okay, so 50 Cent is bankrupt. He filed for bankruptcy. The idea is that he has to pay somebody $5 million.
Who is this somebody?
This somebody is Rick Ross's ex. Is this baby mama?
Baby moms.
He got a baby?
Rick Ross got like 2 or 3 kids, man.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Rick Ross, ex-Smashbox. This is the one that 50 was fucking around with when they had beef. There was allegedly a sex tape. This was back in like, what was this, 2009 or 2007 or some shit?
Yeah, around that time.
There was allegedly a sex tape that they talked about then. This is when 50 Cent took his Rick Ross baby mama shopping and shit. So,
yeah, they had a Floyd house and shit. They had the kids at Floyd house, you know. I'm like, yo, this shit was crazy, man.
Right, it was straight kicking it. Also, 50's not friends with any of the motherfuckers no more, which is...
That came with Floyd,
show. Ain't he? Well, he's back with Floyd. Now, they fell out hard, too, though. Like, it's hard to be mad at a nigga that's making $250 a fight. $250 in a fight. So,
exactly.
What can you do? So, allegedly, that sex tape, 50 Cent was ordered to pay her $5 million for distributing this tape. Now, I've never seen the tape.
Mm-mm. You, Beezy has.
Beezy's probably seen the tape. So this tape is out there. Someone's seen it. Beezy is the only one that we think has seen it. Who the fuck? How did she get $5 million out of that? What is her pussy worth $5 million?
Man, hey, I guess like with the leakage of so many sex tapes, just, I don't understand how she feels like she deserves $5 million. Not saying she doesn't deserve $5 million for being violated. I mean, if you record a sex tape, like, I don't know, did somebody that you were fucking record a sex tape? Like, I don't know. I have to see it to know, you know, to give my, you know, good judgment about it. But I don't think it's worth $5 million. I might have gave you $1 million. I mean, like, huh, there you go. Here's $1 million. But as far as 50, you know, claiming broke, 50, you talk too much shit. You can't play broke, 50. There's no way. You got effing vodka. You got the water he sold. Headphones. You can't play broke, 50. We don't believe you. You got power out there right now. Like, what do you mean, 50, you broke? No, 50. Yeah. I'm not believing you, man.
It's clearly a ploy, so he ain't got to pay that money.
Yes.
Not only that, though, ain't 50, like, violating... Like, if there was a way to violate the terms of your bankruptcy claim, this nigga's out in the club buying bottles right now.
That's the funny part about it.
he posting on Instagram with smart cards and shit. This nigga, like, it's broke and hard out here.
Hey, nigga was going in on his ass on Twitter. But see, them just dumb niggas that didn't understand. Like, them niggas really thought 50 was broke. Like, no, man. Y'all really believe that? Like, stop it. Like, yo, there's no way he could blow $400 million that fast. And if he did, he'd be the dumbest nigga in history.
It's completely ridiculous to believe that he's actually broke. Y'all got to understand who 50 is. He's a smart businessman.
Yes.
So, if nothing else, he knows what the fuck he's doing. I completely agree with that. And he's greenlit for like 2 or 3 different movies. So, man, he's straight. Yeah. He's straight. The other reason, $5 million. Less humorous. I got to say that. The family of Eric Garner received $6 million settlement. I think it's actually like $5.9 million, but, you know, what the fuck is a .1?
One's a lot, motherfucker. That's $100,000.
Yeah, but $5.9, it, like...
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you wait, said you sounded real, you know, Saul Wright-ish on that one.
No, it was like $5.9, $6 million. You know, it is what it is. So,
here's a tip for you, guy.
Right. Here's $100,000 for your travels. So when the story first came out, they were suing NYPD for choking out Eric Garner, his wrongful death suit. They were suing him. NYPD came back and said, yo, here's $5 million. The family said, fuck that. We going for $75 or $750 million. Some shit that was a lot more than fucking $5 million. Turn around like the next day, like within 12 hours, the story changed and they settled for $5.9 million. Now, when the story first came out, people were giving them props for not taking the money. How do you feel about them taking the money?
Hey, the rent man started calling. Hey, a lot of things you thought about it, like, you know, because I mean, somebody advising, like, look, man, just take the money, man, because you mess around and not get nothing, then you be looking real crazy. So, you know, it's better to get something out of it since you didn't get justice. At least, you know, make sure his kids are taken care of. You know, make sure they have a future so they won't have to be on the same corner selling cigarettes trying to make it. You know, so they don't be putting themselves in that situation. So, you know, take care of their future with that money, please. I don't want to read a story 5, 6, 7 years from now about all the money being squandered and everything. I just don't. So hopefully they do the right thing with this money if they get it. Put it in a trust fund for the kids. If his kids, I don't know how old his kids are, but if they're young or whatever, let you know, make sure they, you know, they take care of, because, you know, they lost their father. You know, then, you know, that's just how, that's how I feel about it.
It's going to go bad. Going to go bad. Like, if you, just putting this shit in perspective, if he was, this whole altercation happened because he was selling loose cigarettes on the street, which means you probably not balling.
No.
So, to go from that to having $6 million, you know, if you got your lump sum payment, I don't know if you got the lump sum or however they settled it, there's going to be some squandering of money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be good. And now the situation, it feels bad. Like, I feel like in certain situations where, and I can't speak to their personal situation, but I feel like there's certain circumstances where you can't take the money. And I feel like this is one of those where we, as black people, as a collective, shouldn't have taken the money. Like, we should have disbanded the whole NYPD. If that's what we're going for, if we're going for something, it shouldn't have been a dollar amount on that shit.
No matter what amount of money you got, whether you got $1 or $1 billion, still not gonna change the fact that Eric's gone. So you're right. I mean, what's it like, you know, the money not gonna change nothing. It's just gonna, you know, pacify you later on down the road. So you got a point, Sarah, right?
It feels bad. It just feels bad. Like, when they first said they weren't taking the money, I thought it was a noble cause or some shit like that. And they turned around and took it. I don't know how to feel about that. Like, I don't know their situation. Yeah. I'm just saying, it just don't feel right. It don't feel right, man. Like, I don't know. Where's Al Sharpton? Ain't that where we're supposed to go with that?
No, we need a new Al.
What's wrong with Al Sharpton?
A lot is wrong with Al Sharpton. They look at Al as a joke now. Like, you know, all the good work brother Al done, you know, but they also want to throw back on the, he's a race baiter, the Tawana Brawley case and all the other stuff. They, you know, all, you know, like, so, you know, we need some new Al's. We need the new brothers. We need a GQ Blue to step up and be the man. The Cory Booker's and all them. We need some new Al's. So that's I'm challenging the nation, the black nation. We need some new leaders. We need new leaders.
But a lot of the people that's throwing stones at Al ain't doing shit for the community either.
Exactly. But I'm just saying, we just need some new faces, because Al didn't pounded the concrete enough. That brother need his rest, man. He shouldn't have to, you know, be flying, you know, at me. Come on, man. Man, nah. Al, not saying nothing's wrong with what he do. I just think we need new leaders, you know.
It's funny to see. So, you know, D-Ray. I think his name is D-Ray McPherson. Sorry if I'm getting the name wrong. The cat that's all over the news every time there's a situation going on now. He's like one of the new young black leaders. He always has on that fucking vest. You know what I'm saying? People are talking shit about him.
Hey, man, everybody ain't gonna talk. Everybody armchair quarterback. Everybody is a Twitter activist. You know what I'm saying? You the most powerful motherfucker behind your phone and tapping on your phone. But when it comes down to do the real work, you know where to be found. But let it be a hashtag this or support tweet net. You're there. You're going at all the people, but that's all you're doing. You're a Twitter activist, man. Social media activist, man. They don't do shit. They don't do nothing in the real world. But online, they're forced to be reckoned with. And I mean, that makes you feel better. I mean, I know your voice is being heard that way, but sometimes it's going to take a motherfucker to get out there and do the hard work like GQ Blue be doing. You know what I'm saying? Walking out in the sun in the community. And when GQ Blue could be out there trying on a new suit, but he out there trying to make his neighborhood better. He's speaking, you know what I'm saying? That's what he doing. His Saturday mornings, he walking on foot 2-4 hours and shit. And he could be sitting at home and tweeting Black Lives Matter. But he's not. You know what I'm saying? He's out there doing the actual, you know what I'm saying, door to hand to door, hand to, you know, booklets, all that good shit, man. So shout out to Blue, man.
And just for clarification, for people who are like, what the fuck? D-Ray is actually doing the work. Yeah. Or DeRay. I think he say his name is DeRay. You know, it's hard to get these names right when it's you only hear them every once in a while on TV.
It's probably D-Ray, but when he's on TV, it's DeRay.
I think on TV it's DeRay. And I'm not slandering that brother at all. He's doing the work, and I appreciate it, and I've donated, you know what I'm saying, and all that good stuff. But there's a lot of people out there that are talking shit about him. Like, he bullshitting. This motherfucker is traveling the country. D-Ray McKesson is his name, and it's at D-Ray, D-E-R-A-Y, if you follow him on Twitter. He's out there doing the work. He's traveling, you know, from state to state. He's at all the rallies. He's doing the work. He's giving the interviews. He's doing all that shit. But people are talking shit about him. Sean King is out there doing the work. People are talking shit about him. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on with people to where you could sit on your couch and talk shit about people that are trying to help? Why are we talking shit about Al Sharpton? Regardless how you feel about him personally, he's deciding, for whatever his reason is, to be at the forefront of these situations. So if you think he's a sellout or whatever the fuck other name you want to call him, Uncle Tom, someone called him Uncle Tom, he's still willing to go out there and be at the forefront. Mm-hmm. And you still sitting on your motherfucking couch. So I'm just saying, there's a certain amount of respect we got to have for these people that are out there doing it, you know, for the GQ Blues, for the King Germs, who's out helping your little raggedy ass kids play football and stay out of trouble. Yeah. These are the motherfucking leaders of the community. And if you can't do better, then shut the fuck up. If you ain't even trying to do better, shut the fuck up. That's all I'm saying. How did we get there?
Hey, man. You know how it's the forecast. That's how we get there, man. We can start to talk. I mean, who knows, man? Let's talk about Eric Garner, man. It's fun to that.
So let's. So we're done trying to uplift the community.
Look, we uplift the community in many ways.
Hey, we got people who say we uplift the community. Now we also have people that say we ain't shit.
Yeah.
Those people are probably right. You said we got an email earlier, right? Somebody actually said we ain't shit.
Oh, yeah. That was the old call.
That was the old call, man. We've been trying to get this shit in for y'all, so.
Man, y'all just don't understand. Oh, yeah. Okay. Since, speaking of the old call, I want to stop and give a special shout-out to KIRA. He's a member on that site, but he's also an avid Frocast listener. He sent us this little – he wrote this on that site about us today. He said that it was in reference to, you know, Black Pot. Like, somebody asked, like, yo – what other black podcasts I need to be listening to? And he was like, Nappy Afro, because them niggas ain't shit. He said in the nicest, most respectful way possible. Yeah, your list needs some Nappy Afro, and them niggas got a website. I don't mean one of these WordPress themed blogs. Like, they got a webmaster and designed it from the bottom. He said, you know it's a good episode when Jern prefaces the slander with the disclaimer. But shout out to my dog, K-I-R-A. I don't want to, you know.
Just say Kira?
Because it's a dude, and I don't know if it's Kira Kyra or it's short for keeping it. You know, he might be an acronym, so I don't know. But I know he's a dude, and he's in Utah. He's like a Mormon or some shit. You know, that's the weirdest. You a black Mormon in Utah that like Nappy Afro. Like, yo, that shit fucking wild, nigga.
Wait, but what? He's a black Mormon?
He's a black Mormon that lives in Utah that listens to Nappy Afro and rap music, and I just don't get it. I might be wrong. Look, I might be lying about all of that, but I'm here for it.
Yes, because Mormons don't like black people, from what I thought. I thought, like, in their book.
Gladys Knight is the most popular black Mormon I know. Her fine self.
Wait. You said Gladys Knight?
Yes, Gladys Knight is a Mormon.
Fine?
So Gladys Knight ain't fine?
Now?
Gladys Knight was fine 30, 40, 50 years ago. What you mean?
But I'm just asking. She fine now?
Gladys Knight is fine. Is she still alive? Are you trying to tell me like she dead or something? I'm not. Like, you keep saying it like I ain't like, I'm like, yo, is she? I don't want to be like, yo.
I mean, so, okay. I'm just trying to understand. That's all. So she's fine for her age?
I mean, she's fine. I'm not going to, that's an underhanded compliment. Fine for your age. You know what I'm saying? No, Gladys Knight's a fine. I mean, listen, she's a fox.
She's like 70.
I'm just saying she looked good.
So Gladys Knight is your Helen Mirren.
She's 71 to be exact.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, I went off.
Who's older? I mean, between Gladys Knight and Chaka Khan, listen.
Chaka Khan is like 60.
I would dive in. I would dive in on both of them today.
I wouldn't question you about Chaka Khan. I don't even know that I'm questioning about Gladys Knight. I guess I'm kind of shocked to hear you say Gladys Knight. Maybe that's what it is. I don't disagree.
I've always had crushes on Gladys and Chaka Khan, man.
Chaka Khan fine as hell. We don't play enough Chaka Khan on Nappy Afro. We need to. Maybe I need to write something up. But I feel like it would go.
She got a. I feel. Oh, yes. What? Yeah. That video there, boy.
Chaka ain't no joke, man. Chaka Khan. Yeah, she bad as hell. How did we get there? We do a great job of rambling.
We said Mormon and Gladys Knight. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Now Chaka got in there. See, man, look at that. Yeah, man. We all over the map today, man. It was a California 1 minute, and now we in Maine.
Hey, props to, I'm just going to say it's Kira.
Kira. Shout out to Meat. He like Nappy Afro, too.
Shout out to who?
Meat. Capital M-E-A-T. Another that side of that be always fucking with us. Hey, a lot of people over there fuck with our show, man. They don't say shit, you know, but every time the little podcast posts come up, they always mention it. It ain't me mentioning us, it's them mentioning us, man. So that's what made me feel good, bro. Like, yo, man, we do that for them niggas, man.
You know, and that's good. It's good to know that people are listening, even though we can't get y'all to do any of the shit we ask y'all to do.
Shout out to RT3, man.
Hey, RT3 and JPM are our biggest fans. Hands down. Okay, maybe not the biggest fans. They're our most vocal fans.
The biggest fans, all right. You got to let them know why RT3 is our biggest fan.
RT3 is the only one. When I did the foreign exchange giveaway, mm-hmm. He's the only one who actually tried to send something in. He won. RT3 always answers the call. He comments on every post that has anything to do with the podcast or the Fro Horseman. He comments. RT3 answered the call last week when we said we need people to call in. He called in and left us a message. But not one drop. Not two drops. Not three drops. But four drops, nigga. Four. Not four. Four.
Four Oh, and for that, RT3, you are the Nappy Afro Frocast super fan. Tell him what he wins, all right?
You are the winner of the week, the winner of the month. And matter of fact, you're the winner of the year.
Yes.
I'm just going to say it right now. You're the winner of 2015. We appreciate you, bro.
Yes.
For real. And that's not, we're not bullshitting. Like, we really appreciate that
he's
shit.
He's a super fan. Like, y'all other niggas need to learn from RT3. This is how a fan of a show shows his appreciation. And he gets his appreciation shown back by us always plugging him. If RT3 ever come out with a business, he going to be the most plugged shit ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, we plug him more than Publix.
And we hope that if he ever does come out with a business, it's legal.
Yes.
Because even if it's not legal, we're still going to plug it.
Exactly.
If it is RT3's Kill Your Husband service, we will be plugging it. That's just how it's going to go down. RT3's Kidnap Your Baby Mama service, we're going to plug it. RT3's Push Your Pregnant Baby Mama Down the Stairs, we're going to plug it. So, I'm just saying. RT3, we appreciate you, bro. And Kira, we appreciate you. I remember that post. Kira started listening like around episode 40 or something like that.
Oh, you know how long ago that is? It's like 3 years ago.
I know, because it was one of the first posts about black podcasting. He was like, yo, check out Nappy Afro.
Yeah.
He was one of the first people that came through and said, yeah, I check it out. And then he bought shirts and all kinds of shit. So he's been rocking with us for a minute. He's not like some of our other fans that we could mention right now and slander that don't listen to us anymore, but they wouldn't even hear it, so it's not even worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But Jeremy, exactly. Who the fuck I'm talking about?
I'm going to waste my time.
Yeah, but Jeremy know who the fuck I'm talking about.
I know a lot of them. I know exactly who you're talking about. I just throw some other people under the bus.
I mean, some of the people have been on the show and don't listen to us no more.
I mean, some people, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even want to go there, man.
I mean, some people will be in your DMs but won't be on the show. They don't listen to the show no more. I don't understand. I don't get it. Some people are members of goddamn Fro Nation. Some of them are the members of the staff. Hey, we know it, man. We do this shit for y'all. We went ahead. If y'all know how many calls this took for us to get in, we do this for the Kiras, for the RT3s, for the JPMs, for the people who actually rock with us. We really appreciate it, man. For real. We just got all mushy.
Yeah, man. All the emotional shit. Like, this our last show or something.
I know. It's impossible. We're stopping at 167. Oops. It's 168.
No, we got to go to 500, so Beans got to cut a leg off or something, he said.
He said he's going to cut off a finger, right? A
finger, if we get to 500. No, he said one. No, he said 666, so we got to keep going. We got about 500 more, about 400 good more shows to do, man, to get there.
God damn. Well, we just need to start recording daily.
Yeah, I told you we got to do about 3 shows a week. They ain't got to be long. It's just, hey, this is the Frocast.
Go to Frobot.
No Frobot. Hey, this is the Frocast, NappyAfro.com, and then that's it. One song for you every day.
2 days on this motherfucker like football practice.
Chicken sneak up on him. He's gonna lose that fucking finger. Lose that finger, man. The site gonna be fucked up. Who gonna do the shit then, man? As long as they ain't the clicking fingers.
Yeah, I was about to say, we gotta cut off a finger that he don't really use. Like his ring finger. He's never gonna use that.
Yeah, he don't even want the ring finger. He like, yo, he'd be happy to cut that one off.
Yeah, so that's what we gotta do, man. We gotta get this shit proper. Let's talk about some shit that's useless. Nas' baby mama is jobless and homeless.
Wow.
Now that her kid has turned 18 and she gets no more child support. Fair or foul?
It's foul that the kid ain't going to college, because I would stress her go to college so I can keep getting them checks. As long as the kid is in college, you can still get them checks.
Up to like 22, right?
Yeah. So I'd be like, bitch, you better go to school. But no, I think the money goes straight to the kid then. So it ain't even, I think the money goes to the kid then. So yeah, hey. Carmen, you wrote a book. What happened to the book money? You did have a book that was what happened to that? Like you can't be out there living, you know, trying to hang with Lala and them. You ain't got no cash. Like, I don't understand that. Living your means. You could have got a little small apartment, but you want to live in a big brownstone in Brooklyn or wherever the fuck you live. But yo, the money train is over now. And you're going to have to do you a fucking job. And so it's fair as fuck that she ain't, I mean, it's fair to Nas because it's child support. We wasn't married. I could see if y'all was married and you wanted some, like, you know, alimony or some shit. It's a totally different story. You weren't married. You just baby mama. You know what I'm saying? You should have pressed for that ring, but you didn't. You settled for being a baby mama, and that's what baby mamas get.
Do we know how much money she was getting?
Nah, it couldn't be much because, you know, Nas was notorious for being broke. So, you know, I mean, she must have had no motherfucking cash. Like, yo, this shit crazy.
Well, I mean, but that's what a lot of baby mamas do is with the when the baby daddy is got money, when he's a celebrity, that's what they do. They stop doing shit.
Yeah.
So, but I want to know how much, because it says that she didn't have a job since she gave birth. So for 18 years, she was unemployed and living off Nas. Unemployed.
So, I mean, can I say something? Please. He might be a little liable. I mean, that's but she don't have a claim because they wasn't married. If she was married to the nigga and she ain't worked for 18 years, then I can understand. But she wasn't married to him. So what was you doing? You was out there fucking Jay-Z and shit. Like, what Jay-Z helping you at now? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit crazy, man.
So should he be entitled to keep up a certain lifestyle? Like, that's always the argument when people get married and they get divorced. It's about a certain lifestyle. So if you are helping raise the daughter with child support payments, which is what this is for, shouldn't you be responsible for her not working for 18 years? I mean, like, at 12, can't you? She's in high school, like, you know what I'm saying? No, not at 12. At 14, she's in high school, so you have the first part of your day free.
Oh, she's grown up. She's on cruise control then. Like, you know, like, what? At some point in time, you should have noticed, like, well, the check's going to start coming when she's 18, so I might need to start going to this community college and taking some classes or something so I can be a nail tech or something. You know what I'm saying? Learn to do hair. Like, I mean, come on, Carmen, what are you doing? Like, laying on your back can't be your only fucking attribute. Like, I don't get it, man.
Hey, Nas went to Paris. Yeah. Nas went to France. Nas went to, you know what I'm saying? Nas travels. So he's got a passport.
He got flats in other continents.
So, Nas got a little cash. He might not be the richest nigga, but he got a little cash. Which means that he's probably kicking down a nice little chunk of change for child support.
Yeah.
Which means that you should have some savings from that. I don't, like, you got over a million? Is it safe to say that he got over a million? She got over a million for the kid.
I'm pretty sure she got a million. 18 years,
you got over a million.
Yeah, she got anywhere between 500,000 to a million. If she didn't, she crazy.
And I'm sure that some of Nas's promotional shit means that he got shit for free that he kicked down to the daughter. So you don't have to pay for everything. So what I'm getting at is, why don't you have any receipts? AKA, why don't you have any savings? Why are you ass out broke?
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to figure out. What were you doing?
There was a post that I keep seeing on Facebook, and it says that the court should start asking the baby mamas that get child support for receipts. Do you agree with that shit?
Hell yes. If the man, talking about child support, and he got all his receipts, they want to see his receipts. So yeah, you need receipts. If this is child support, that's what it's about. It ain't about, you know, I can understand you saying, yo, I paid the rent with the child support money because, hey, the kid needs somewhere to live. You know what I'm saying? I paid my car note with the child support money because the kid need to get around. But you can't justify you buying yourself a Birkin bag or some red bottoms. You know what I'm saying? The kid, that's, you know, that ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so you can't justify, like, any, like, exactly. I need to see what you spend this money on. You know, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
So, I don't know. I know of people in child support situations, but I don't know the inside of the game. So, like, when you get put on papers, you got to pay that goddamn child support. Does it regulate how they spend the money at all?
No.
Or do they just take a certain percentage and say, fuck it, that's what it is?
That's what they take the money out your check and they give her a check. And that's it. So what she plans to do with the money, like my dog, he got a chick. He got her on child support. Now she got two people on child support. You know, he says she takes her check and just blows it. The money he give her, he said she'll take that money and throw it away, do whatever. You know what I'm saying? She just uses that money for whatever. I mean, it don't matter. There is no regulation on what the baby mamas have to do with the money. You know, you just have to give it to them.
That sounds real fucked up.
It is.
That sounds real fucked up. Like, goddamn. That's a bad look, man. Hey, it's just something else to separate the families, man. What can you do? Child support, Section 8, all that bullshit, man. It's just... Anyway, man, fellas, start wrapping it up. If you still out here busting raw, you asking for it.
Having raw sex now, man. Nobody's wearing condoms, man.
Wait, whoa. What you mean nobody's wearing condoms?
Because AIDS has been eradicated. I mean, the only thing I worry about is kids now.
Ain't that... Okay, so which is worse?
Kids or AIDS?
Yeah.
Come on, sorry. That's easy. It's kids.
So you should be wearing condoms out here in these streets.
But you can also pay $35 to get that Plan B, man. Oh. Don't have to worry about that.
You know what, man? Every time we do one of these shows and we start talking about this shit, I'm just like, I don't know how you single in these streets. I don't know how you single motherfuckers do it.
It's too much navigating of the waters, man.
Did you see the chick? Okay, so it was a story. This has nothing to do with anything on our timeline, but it flows. So this chick met a dude on Plenty of Fish. I'm putting it out there because, you know, Nappy Afro, we on Plenty of Fish too. She met a dude on Plenty of Fish. They decided to meet up. He showed up to meet her and got shot in the chest. They robbed him.
Damn.
So, of course, her ass got caught. And now she crying and shit because she's going to jail for attempted murder and armed robbery.
Mm.
You a single dude on a website where people normally meet people. You decide to go smash and you get fucking robbed and shot?
Hey, man.
That's rough in the streets. Like, what are you supposed to do about that shit? And of course, it's Plenty of Fish. Not on eHarmony. Not on one of these other motherfucking sites. It's on Plenty of Fish.
Yes, man.
Who frequents Plenty of Fish?
Hey.
Black people, folks.
People of BeEasy's ilk.
Just Plenty of Fishes.
Fishes.
Fishes, man. God damn, man. It's tough out here for you single motherfuckers. Some other shit that ain't worth a goddamn thing. I don't even know why we're talking about this. Weezy was having a good week, I thought. The album is out. People are talking about he hungry again. I've actually listened to some of it. I'm actually impressed.
Wow. So all right, impressed by Lil Wayne?
Hey, now, hold on, man. Now, the Carter 3 I thought was dope as fuck. I think Wayne has moments.
Not so right.
Wayne has moments. Like, I still say Dr. Carter is one of the dopest hip-hop songs ever written. He has
not
moments.
So right.
He has moments. This album seems like it's pretty dope. But why is Birdman throwing drinks at him? What? They apparently at a nightclub. They were at Live, which apparently all bad shit happens at Live. I don't know why people still go.
I don't give a fuck that shit.
What you say?
I said, I want to go.
Why? So they closed down early? And you can be on TMZ?
Hey, listen, man. Just between there and King of Diamonds, man. That's on my bucket list, man. That's on my bucket list, man.
It might be the end of your bucket list if you go to one of these motherfuckers. There's always some shit popping there. But for whatever reason, Weezy's on stage performing, and Birdman threw a drink at him from the fucking railing, like in VIP. Why? First of all, first question. This was apparently at a birthday party for your boy Jim Jones?
For Jimmy, yeah. And they said Wayne was performing this song, Coco. He was, you know, his little version of Sorry for the Way to Coco. And in that song, that's when he, you know, kind of disses Birdman, you know, in Cash Money Records in that song. And so I guess Birdman was feeling himself and tossed a drink at him. They said Wayne looked at him. They said, nigga kind of threw his hands. Like, what you going to do about it? Like, you know what I'm saying? So this is getting like, you know, maybe it's not a publicity stunt like I thought it was. You know what I'm saying? Maybe these niggas really are having beef. I don't know, but Birdman and Wayne, y'all got to get it together, man. Because, you know, y'all the best father-son tandem in hip-hop, man.
So, can you... Now, I'm going to say this, and I don't want nobody coming after me, but I got to ask the question. Is any beef legitimate with a nigga that you used to kiss on the mouth?
Listen, man, it's all right. Italians, everybody used to kiss and all that shit on the mouth, man. Listen,
But if an Italian kisses you on the mouth, ain't you dead?
No, it's the double kiss on the cheek or something.
Oh, okay. I'm not Italian. Yeah.
But anyway, man, let's get past the kissing in the mouth.
All right,
shit.
I'm sorry. I just had to ask. I'm sorry.
Daddy, bruh, God. Have you ever kissed your dad in the mouth, so all right?
No!
Okay. I mean, me neither, but I'm just saying. That he had. The Wayans brothers kiss each other and they brothers. That shit weird to me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, man.
So, have you ever kissed Prince Germ on the mouth?
No.
Not as a baby, it don't count. As a baby.
No, I don't kiss him. Definitely no.
What you mean, definitely no?
You don't kiss babies on the mouth?
A little one-year-old baby.
Hell no.
A brand new baby.
You know, okay, and then he gonna fuck around and get herpes.
Wait, why you got herpes?
Bruh, I don't know what you've been... Look. Hey, me and one of Bridget people got into it about that when my son was a baby, bruh. Like, I was just like, yo, don't be kissing on my baby. And then, you know, they tried me and they did it anyway. So I was like, hey, please, I prefer you don't kiss on my son. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you've been doing. You might have been sucking somebody's dick last night. I don't know. Don't be kissing on my... You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, yo, don't be kissing on my baby.
Okay, but that's valid. Like... We're talking about, but I'm talking about you and your kid.
Oh, I never kiss my son in the mouth. I kiss him on his head. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just don't never do that, man. I ain't kiss my son on the motherfucker. No.
Do you hug your kids?
All the time.
Okay, I just wonder if you one of them parents like don't hug
every
your
night.
Kids
every night before they go to bed, man. Even if they go to bed before I get home, I come in there and give them a hug. You know what I'm saying? And you know, every night.
Are they at the point where they side hugging you? Well, like they just giving you the hug because you asking for it, but they don't really mean that shit yet.
Nah, they just gonna give me some love, man. Yeah, me and my son, we dap each other up. But you know, sometimes he want a hug, man. My son, you know, he try to play that tough guy role, but then you know, he's still my boy.
That's just weird. I don't know what the fuck's going on with this situation, man. I got
my bruh buttons all right.
What happened?
So I got my bruh button.
Your bruh button.
Yeah.
We should have been using that shit for the whole show.
I forgot about it. I seen it. I was like,
that shit is perfect. Maybe we use that for every episode from here on out since we're trying to get to 666. We definitely need to have a bro button on deck. It needs to be on deck and popping. I feel like it's interesting that you always keep bringing up that this is a publicity stunt and Wayne's album just came out and this happens. Maybe you're right.
That's what I'm thinking, like, but it's like it gets to the point now where it doesn't seem like a publicity stunt. It seems like these niggas legit beefing. You know what I'm saying?
If I have so Birdman and Weezy have a gang banging past, they thugs, right?
Yeah.
Why are we throwing drinks? If I want to fight you, I'm just whooping your motherfucking ass. Why are we throwing drinks?
Well, look, it's funny though, because they'll talk about how early in his career Birdman was a Crip, and now he's a Blood. Like he been on both sides. So maybe Birdman one of them hybrid gangsters. You know what I'm saying? Like New Age.
Hey, I don't know. I don't understand. Like boxers when they do the press conference and they talking. I don't understand talking. You're a fighter. Just knock him the fuck out and keep it moving.
But you gotta, you know, make me want to buy your pay-per-view, though. You got to do a little something. But don't do too much. But just do enough. You know what I'm saying? You know, cut me a good wrestling promo to make me want to go out and go to the wrestling match. Or, you know, like how they used to do back in the day, man. You know, the little 7 o'clock wrestling match, you know, the shit be right outside. You know, you be like, oh, man, it's at the arena, man. And you be like, I got to go.
But who was that Mike Tyson got into a really bad with before the fight? Was that Lennox?
Yeah, Lennox beat that ass.
Right, but that made you want to see that fight.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I want to see Lennox beat up Mike Tyson.
And it was bad, man. God damn, man. Late Mike Tyson. Shit.
I mean, hey, look, no, post-jail Mike Tyson. Man. Shit. Post-Buster Douglas Mike Tyson. Shit.
Oh, man. That shit hurts. Every time I see that shit, it's just like, God damn, man.
Yeah,
they killed like,
him. What happened to him, man?
He's
still with my ass, but I mean, you know.
True. He knocked me the fuck out, but it's still sad to see somebody dominant.
Quick question. This is totally off. Me and BZ were talking about this the other day.
Oh, shit.
Now, this is you know, not saying that. Let's just say disclaimer. It was okay to hit a woman. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Let's just say it was okay to hit a woman. If you got into a fight with Ronda Rousey, you think you could win?
So the man in me, the sexist testosterone fueled part of me says fuck yeah. I got Ronda Rousey by like 200 pounds. However, I've seen that little motherfucker flip and grab somebody's neck and arm. I don't think I could take Ronda Rousey, bro.
I mean, now listen, I think I could kick her ass, you know what I'm saying? If now the stipulations would have to be, we have to, I mean, you know, no grappling, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, but just straight hand to hand, I'm kicking Ronda Rousey's ass, man. I'm going out there on the limb and say that. She's only $135. Like, she hella slammable. Like, I mean, come on, man.
You just said no grappling, though.
See, that's what man.
You're not going to slam her if you can't grapple.
But she can't grab my arm. Like, she can't, none of that arm shit. No arm bars and none of that shit. But straight up fighting, like, you want to try to slam me, Ronda, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? But trying to tell you, man, I don't know. But I think I can take it.
I don't think that she has to slam you or grab your arm. Like, she's a trained fighter, so she can choke you out. She can grab your leg. She knows judo. She's a boxer.
She's 135 pounds, so all right.
But she got them hands.
It's all right. I think I could eat a 135-pound punch.
I don't know that you could eat a fourth-degree black belt's hands, bruh.
I think, but she still, look, I don't think there's a lot of power coming behind it. Like, she hit me. I think I'm like, that's it? Like, you about to wear this ass-whooping, girl. Pop, 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 pop. You know what I'm saying? But this ain't about beating on women, so we might have to take that out of the show, sorry. I don't...
Well, I mean, we would if we were editing, but since we don't edit, fuck it.
We don't edit, so goddamn it. Run around that shit. She gonna show up at my front door like, oh, you really want to fight? We can do this in your garage. No cameras, no nothing, nigga. I'm like,
I'm saying, man. It's, hey, look. Look, Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee weighed $150, soaking wet on his heaviest day.
He's a man.
Ronda Rousey's, hey, look, she knows
you. Not saying, you know, a 150-pound man versus a 135-pound woman, that's a total difference.
I'm just saying, hey, I know a chick right now that weighs 150 and she can squat 400 pounds.
Hey, hey, look, and I probably wouldn't want to have no business with her.
Right. But she's a fourth-degree black belt, bruh. I just wouldn't want it. The problem with Ronda Rousey is you don't know that she got that. If you look at her, she don't look like... She ain't got no fight scars. She's not unattractive. She don't have man hands or cauliflower ears. She ain't got none of that shit going on. You get some hands, bro.
We'll see.
Don't say we'll see.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, don't say that shit.
That's all hypothetical. We ain't shit. Remember that. We ain't shit.
Of course not. You know, it's interesting you bring that up.
New shirts, all right? We ain't shit?
But of course. Why not? It'll be up tomorrow. It's interesting that you brought up the idea of hands and face around the Rousey. There's a new trend. And before I get into this, I want to say this has nothing to do with anything. Fuck all those Don't Judge Me challenges. I hate that shit.
I mean, it's cute if look, you know, it's not cute because little girls throwing all that makeup, like, you're training little girls to wear makeup, and I don't like this shit.
I don't understand the point. I always miss the beginning of shit. I always catch it at the end. But I don't see the point of them putting on all that shit looking like gargoyles and then coming out and being like, I'm beautiful. I don't get it.
You're putting on too much makeup. You're not beautiful. Don't judge me, challenge. You have your face like gargoyles and you just wipe it off, use your natural face. I like that better than all this. Oh, your face beating. I don't know, man. Stop all that.
But so okay, so maybe that's what I'm asking. So did the challenge start with people just wearing makeup and then taking the makeup off and being their natural self, or was it always this look like a clown?
Yeah, look ugly and then you transform. You know what I'm saying? So that's fucking whack. Maybe they're trying to show like how you could be ugly and you thought, but I don't get it.
I don't fucking get it either.
One gotta go. You know, one gotta go is a new shit. You know what I'm saying?
I don't. Anyway, so the latest challenge, which means that you might need to be up on your hand game, is no flagging. Hashtag no flagging. Essentially, no flagging.
The gang sign or something with me? I don't get it.
No, this is not our flagging.
Oh.
This is a challenge where they dare people to tear down other folks' Confederate flags. So. I guess the idea is that you go somewhere where you see a Confederate flag hanging somewhere in the South, and you walk up on their yard, on their property, or they whatever the fuck they got this flag hanging.
You know, whatever.
And you snatch that shit down.
Oh, my God.
And I guess you're supposed to video it, so we get it, and you put the video up. That's what they're doing right now. You will definitely need to check your hands. I think it's only a matter of time for somebody's dead.
Oh, yeah, somebody will die. I know it's a bunch of, you know what I'm saying, white people waiting. Well, excuse me, I ain't calling white people. I bet you it's a bunch of Confederate flag holding people like, I wish a motherfucker would come tear down this flag. Because it's going to get ugly. You run up in my yard, stealing my property, I'm going to shoot your ass.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I hope it's worth it. But people, please don't do this. This is the stupidest thing. Because one, you're causing a crime. I understand you mean well. But you just can't go fucking with my shit. So if you just want to pull my flag down, I could just go, you know, take your motherfucking iPhone from you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's the same thing what you're doing. No, people, not like this, man. Not like this.
If you go try to do this flagging shit, bruh, even if it's Tyrone, even if it's Brody, you go trying this shit, you are volunteering to be target practice. I am willing to bet That $5 million that Eric Garner's family's getting, that 5.9, that someone who has a Confederate flag waving in their front yard, they have a gun. And they're looking for a reason to use it.
Yes.
So don't do this shit. If you listen to Fro Nation, don't do this shit.
No, don't.
Please, because we only got it.
No, stop doing it, because it's not. Okay, so you took the flag down. Now what? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not proving anything. I mean, we got the flag coming down in South Carolina, but still, we still got problems. That flag coming down, it's not going to solve anything. Now, I am against having the flags of the Confederate flag up in any state, you know, any state-run property. Like, you can't have that shit up there. But private property, it's your business. You can fly the flag all you want to. But I don't want to see that shit in any state buildings, libraries, stadiums, none of that shit. You know, no. Can't have it.
It's really weird because, you know, I'm down here. I'm in Texas. And just when I was driving to Houston last weekend, I saw like three different trucks with the Confederate flag on them. Pickup trucks just waving that shit. And I just refused to go to those gas stations. Now, I needed to piss. I needed something to drink. But I wasn't finna stop there. I feel like you're provoking a motherfucker at this point. And I just don't want to be provoked into some bullshit.
I saw like a train of them. Going there. It was like about six or seven cars all on flying their flag, you know. And, you know, I wasn't intimidated by it or nothing. I just felt like, you know, they was just trying to rebel against the status quo or, you know, that skinny president is just taking everything from us, you know what I'm saying? You know, but come on, people. Let's chill. It's okay. Don't stop the flagging shit, man. I mean, go back to stepping on the desecrating the United States flag or whatever. You know, you're better off doing that than stealing people's property. Cause that's a whole nother issue, you know what I'm saying? So don't do that.
Isn't it funny that we've gotten so far behind this Confederate flag shit that we act like the KKK didn't fly the American flag?
Bruh, like I said, we talking about getting rid of the Confederate flag. We gotta get rid of the American flag too, because neither one of the flags are, you know what I'm saying, on our side. If you look at it, like, you know, has a good meaning, you know what I'm saying? You know, so people, like, just chill, man.
I mentioned that shit last week to my wife. Like, I feel like, not that it'll ever happen, but I feel like the United States kind of needs to push the reset button.
Yes.
We kind of need a new flag and a new constitution. It needs to happen.
Yeah. This constitution thing, like, was written 300 years ago, and it wasn't written with everybody in mind. Like, you know, it was only written with a certain group of people in mind. I'm not saying what that certain group of people is, but they know who they are. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we need a reset button, man. Oh, just got an email in from one of our readers.
Live?
Live.
Oh, shit. Don't we have to play the live music? Go ahead.
Breaking news. We got a question from the nation. We ain't did this in a while. It's a live question from the nation. I don't know if should I say his name?
Depends on the question. You're looking at it.
I'm going to read the question. All right, it says... Alright, he said, your boy just graduated from college, so now I'm back in my hometown.
Okay,
I hit a girl I've been trying to fuck since 12th grade. She always seemed interested in me, but she would get real awkward when we were together. But this time, stuff flowed more naturally. We've been talking for about 3 weeks now, and she wants to be in a relationship. Honestly, I just want some ass. I'm fresh out of Greenville, I'm a free agent right now, and I'm trying to play the field and weigh my options. But since I want to fuck, I told her I liked her. So a few days ago, she drops the bomb on me that she's got a deep history with one of my good friends. They had feelings for each other in high school, but he moved out of state, so nothing happened. But they kept in touch while he was gone, and she said they could be together if he came home. So my boy comes home. She wasn't the only reason, but she was a deciding factor. He gets home, and she tells him that she's not sure she wants a man right now. So then they have a huge falling out. All of this was unbeknownst to me. And we started talking a few months after they stopped speaking. She told me that last weekend he hit her up and said he still loved her, but she doesn't want him. She doesn't want me to tell him about us until we're sure we'll be dating. But now I got one of our boys involved, and now he thinks I should tell him now before shit gets too deep. I really just want to fuck, not date. Would I be wrong to smash after finding out that my boy is in love with her? Should I tell my boy about this beforehand, or should I just smash, leave her behind, and not tell him about it at all? Wow. Whoa. What a triangle you got there. First thing, you fucked up when you brought somebody else in. All right? You should have, you know, been that way. If you did whatever you decided to do, you wouldn't have nobody else there to say that you was a slime ball or whatever, however you feel about it. If you just want to bang, I mean, be honest with her. Be like, yo, I mean, matter of fact, I mean, I don't know. Nah, man. You just graduated college, man. Don't say nothing. Smash and get away. Don't say nothing to nobody. get out like a thief in the middle of the night, bruh. And then, you know, don't, I mean, leave it alone if that's all you want, because you know you don't, like, you already lied to her, said you wanted to be with her just to get the pussy. But you know you don't want to be with her. You know you just want to fuck. So, hey, man, save yourself the trouble. Car window getting busted, tires getting slashed. You know, you might have to, you know, shoot the ones with your homeboy. You know what I'm saying? So just, hey, just smash and leave her alone. Or just be honest with her. I mean, them the only two options. But the real nigga in me was like, yo, I'm smashing, I ain't saying shit. I mean, I'm smashing and getting out of there, because she going to fuck your shit up if you do her dirty. And she done told the other nigga she don't want to be with him because she want to be with you, but you don't want to be with her. And so, you know, and she missing out on her opportunity being with a nigga, you know what I'm saying? So, you in a situation, man. You know, tread light. Let me know how it works out.
Nah, bruh. Don't do that shit.
What you do in that situation, Sorry?
Can't do it, bruh. Can't do it. Look.
There's more pussy out there, huh, Sorry?
There's more pussy out there, and that's your boy. If for no other reason, she already, look, I'm passing a lot of judgment here.
That's what we do here, Sorry, right?
I'm passing a lot of judgment. She sound like an ain't shit bitch.
Yes.
And you, I hope, I don't know who sent the question in, but you kind of sound like an ain't shit nigga. Now, I guess that depends on how close you are to your homie. But if you're considering not telling him, that's some bullshit. The nigga must not be close to you.
Look, man. Hey, ain't shit is the word of the day. If he, and this is one of our loyal readers, listeners and readers.
I hope I didn't just call one of my homies an ain't shit nigga. But look,
Oh, you did.
Look, man.
I mean, look, he's been around since he was in high school, man. So, you know.
I see an ad on my Twitter. So I yes, already know that this motherfucker probably sent this question to both of us.
Yes.
So do I want to look and see who this is?
You know who it is.
Oh, come on, man. Hey, man, look, put it this way. I don't know how close you and your homeboy are, but if this broad is already plotting on the backstory and not doing this and not doing that, she's going to hold this shit in her pocket to the moment when your boy decides to fuck up. No matter when this is, 20 years from now, she's going to say, like, that's why I fucked your boy anyway. It's going to happen.
He piped me down. He'll be like, what? He ain't say nothing. You best man at my wedding and you piped her down. Nigga, like, what?
Yeah, you don't want, hey, we seen the best man. You don't want the problems, bro.
So what, man? Look, get the pussy, bro. Don't do it. All right.
Don't do it. It's too much. And you fresh out of college, too?
Yes. That's why he back home just for a little bit. He about to get a job. He about to be out of there, man. Fuck her, dude, and leave. And
It's never over. Ever. It's never over. Plus, if your dude piping it down, you don't know what kind of nigga he is. You might mess around and catch something extra.
Hey, man. Because
that nigga foul. Hey, don't do it, man.
Hey, but y'all homeboys, man. Y'all be Eskimo brothers for life, man. EBDB.
EBDB, man. Fuck that shit, man. I ain't with that, man. So we got to double keep it 100.
Yes.
Go ahead with the other keep 100.
That's a question from the nation, so that one really.
Oh, that one the question from the nation. All right, gotcha.
Oh, my keeping 100 this week, man. Your president, man, the first black president to ever, president to ever visit a prison, just so happens he'd be the first black president. How ironic is that? But he's not, I mean, you know, that was funny. That's a little tagline, but, you know, Obama has been communicating. Did I say that? Commuting. He's commuted at least 46 people, cocaine, crack charges that were a little too harsh. That was, you know, sentences were too bad, including Demaryius Thomas' mother, who was in prison. She was scheduled to get out in 2017, and he letting her out this year.
Wait. Demaryius Thomas, like NFL?
NFL Thomas Demaryius, yes, wow. Yes. His mama was in jail for being a crack dealer. His mama and grandma. His grandma was the kingpin or the queenpin. And the mama, you know, it was just like, but the mama took the fall and everything. She had been in since like 2000. You know, she went in when he was like 10 or 11 or some shit like that. Wow. So she's getting out. She's one of the people. And I'm going to keep 100 with you, Obama. You keep doing everything but the right thing. And you know what I'm saying, Obama. You need to legalize marijuana, man. I mean, you like, listen, man. They said 30,000 people applied to get their sentences, shortened. But he's only gotten like 46, which is the most than any president has ever you know, any sentences could be in the commuted by any president. So that is a shout to Obama for that, you know, props. You know, you're trying to do something, getting this getting the system better. That's what he's trying to do. He's going into prisons to talk to people, and you know, he's working on that. So props to Obama for that, because everybody know those crack cocaine laws were bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Cocaine, crack, same fucking drug, but somehow I cook it up, I get 10 more years in the, you know what I'm saying, the raw version. But you know, who knows? And everybody knows what that was aimed at. So that's why it was some bullshit. You giving niggas 30 years for, you know what I'm saying, for a drug. Like, come on, man. Ain't no, so props.
Okay. I've got questions.
Go ahead.
I got one statement. This, you telling me this about Demaryius Thomas' mom and his grandmother makes his holdout for this salary, this payday, a little more gangster to me.
Yes, because he said, hey, he trying to get things ready so mama come out. Listen, I bet you she gonna be back on the packs again, bro.
Don't say that, man, but it definitely sounds a little more gangster.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, yo, mama probably telling him, no, you hold out, nigga.
Fuck right. That. Like, he definitely gets some info from moms. So.
Yes, grandma and all them. But yeah, you know, so shout out. Yeah, so I'm keeping one, like I said, Obama keeping 100. He getting niggas out of prison. Not even niggas, but people out of prison.
Right.
That wrong gavel for a fucking drug that was, you know, same thing as coke. So, you know, Obama.
So, you said 30,000 people applied.
30,000 people have applied, but he commuted like 46 of them the other day. And I think, I forgot what the exact number he was, but whatever number he's done has been more than any other president since Lyndon B. Johnson or some shit like that, they said.
So, 30, and if I remember right, of course we'd have to fact check, and I don't feel like fact checking right now. But I think to have your sentence commuted, it has to be your first offense. Mm-hmm. The sentence that you got has to be deemed unfairly harsh, like, you know, based on your constituents. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be extremely harsh, and I think it has to be a nonviolent offense.
Yeah, and it had to be so many years ago, like 20 years or something, like 15, 10, something like that. It was some weird number before the laws were changed.
So
once they changed the drug laws, then they still had people in there like, yo, if this would have happened now, I would only got 3 years right. Instead of fucking 30. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever, you know how it goes. So
that means that of those 30,000 people, that means that 30,000 people met those qualifications.
Or thought they did, at least, you know, well, at least to get the paperwork started, yes.
Well, right, so somebody had to govern over it. So if it made it, 30,000 people had to have cleared it.
Yeah.
Like, because the lawyer ain't going to send your shit in if you, you know, if you file felonies.
Yeah, the lawyer might be also a dude that you locked up with. Who knows?
But, so.
Giving you legal advice.
It's all bad. So, 46 people.
The library.
That's a lotto for your ass.
Yes.
46 people.
Yeah.
That means that there's another 299,060 people, roughly. 54? 2,999,054 people, yeah, that are still in jail.
29.
That are like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's goddamn.
Yeah. So, you know.
That's rough, man.
It's a start.
What you said 29,000. I did say 299, didn't I?
Yeah, I was like, damn, it's all right. I was like, yo, that means
it's a lot of motherfuckers. Like, Obama ain't did shit. You said part like 0.05 people, nigga. That ain't shit.
Like, you dragging your motherfucking feet over there.
Hey, this shit shouldn't even be news. It said 3.006 niggas. God yes. Damn, man.
By the time you hear this forecast, Obama would have visited the prison in Oklahoma. And you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's going to some prison in Oklahoma. I'm pretty sure, yo, man, I swear to God, I hope, man, listen. I know they probably got it, you know, on track. It ain't not going to happen to OBZ, but hey, man. Prisons, don't try nothing, man. It's just, you know, hey, your number could come up. You could be next. Be free.
I just, this whole situation.
If you was a prison, would you go visit a prison?
I feel like you're supposed to. You're required to.
You're a prisoner. You can't vote for me. You ain't get me in. I don't owe you shit.
It doesn't matter, man. You don't owe me.
I don't owe you shit, nigga. You're a prisoner, nigga.
You gotta go see what the fuck your people are doing. This is your laws.
Y'all niggas are bad. You don't. The principal don't go to ISS. Look. You don't go to ISS. Hey, how you doing today, Jimmy? How's ISS treating you? Okay, great.
Well, you know, if we had a jail system where the only people that were in jail were guilty, that'd be something else. We're locking up a lot of innocent motherfuckers.
Listen, I say prisons are probably full of 90% guilty, 10% innocent.
Okay, well, in that 10%, if you're innocent, you should be able to be free. And if you make, if you're the president over the law of the land that is locking up a certain group of people or certain groups of people unfairly, then you got to see the consequences of your fucking laws. You should be required to go at least once. I think it's deplorable that this is the 44th president. It's fucking deplorable that this is the first one to go. That's fucking ridiculous.
Look, because he's black. You probably know somebody in that motherfucker. He probably like, yo, man, my cousin in there and shit, man.
Well, so the day that he goes, whenever this happens, the day that he goes, Twitter's going to be ripe with motherfuckers saying it's about time he went where he belongs. It's going to be full of that shit.
Oh, man. Hey.
It's going to be full of that shit. It's about time Obama went where he belongs.
Yep, Thursday. He's going Thursday, man.
It's a family reunion. That, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be full of that bullshit. But here's my question to you, John. Now, you're an upstanding citizen of the United States.
Sometimes.
Do you think you're going to vote again?
Yes.
So you're still going to keep voting, even though it's been proven that voting doesn't do shit?
I'm still going to vote, man.
Why?
Because I want to see Rand Paul win.
Okay, wait.
Did I say that out loud? Oh, shit. Hey, edit that, all right. Edit it.
Nah, bro. So you going to vote only to donate that shit?
No, I listen, they said we need to vote Republican at least one time to see if that changes our life. So I'm voting Republican this time.
I don't feel like this is the first time you voted Republican.
It is. For president.
You like NASCAR. President.
Yes.
You like NASCAR.
For president, this is the first time I voted Republican.
You like Paula Deen.
Listen, man, if it's down to Hillary Clinton and Rand Paul, man, I mean, it just depends, man.
So you're not going to vote for Bernie?
Bernie who?
Shit, man. Get together with this loser, man. Shit.
Oh, man, my winner this week, man. Meek motherfucking Mill.
What?
You want to know why he's my winner?
Please tell me.
Because he's fucking Nicki Minaj. No. What? It's because he, 2 weeks in a row, he's got the number one album in the country. The album is not that good, but it's still number one.
Like, so Meek Mill. Of everybody?
Of everybody. Not number one rap album. Number one album, 2 weeks in a row. Wow. And with Taylor Swift, he beat Taylor Swift. I mean,
wow.
Not a new album, but still.
Wow.
Fucking Mill. Wow. Yeah, so he's my winner this week. My loser is the Detroit NAACP chapter. Why are they my loser? Not because they're in Detroit, so I'm right.
You sure? But
I'm positive.
I feel like that's a good
number. They awarded Kid Rock with an award in 2011, right? But Kid Rock is a staunch supporter of the Confederate flag.
How is that possible? He's from Detroit.
But Kid Rock is a poser. That's this whole thing. He's a American badass. And he's ball with the ball, the frame, the frame. You know what I'm saying? He all American. Like he's one of those Rachel, what's her name?
Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah, he's a Dolezal. It's convenient for him. Like when he wants to, you know, be urban, he's Kid Rock. He can hang with the black boys and do this. Mm-hmm. And I'm from the D. But he can also go to a Hank Williams concert, throw his cowboy hat on, and yeehaw with the good old boys. So, Detroit, listen, man, y'all, NAACP, man, y'all taking losses, like, bro. I mean, y'all don't screen nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. I know this was in 2011 y'all gave him an award, but listen, you can't just, you know, you vouch for him then. And now he's embarrassing you. So, yeah. NAACP, another L.
God damn, man. Do they do anything right?
I mean, not no more. I mean, like I said, they need to change their name. The advancement of colored people. Like, y'all motherfuckers need to stop. Like, this is colored people?
I feel like somebody that GQ would know off, right, like, as soon as I say it, would tell us that NAACP wasn't run by us anyway.
Exactly.
So, it's not a real shocker that they keep fucking up. It's not a surprise. Kid Rock being supportive of the Confederate flag makes no sense to me. Nigga, you from the North. You from one of the blackest historically. One of the blackest cities. You from Motown, nigga.
He probably from the skirts of Detroit.
Should we look that up? Should we fact check Kid Rock?
Yeah, I'm gonna look him up. Where is he from?
Fuck is Kid Rock originally from?
He's in... His name, Robert James Ritchie.
Oh my God, that sounds like a Southern name.
He's from Romeo, Michigan.
Where the fuck is Romeo, Michigan?
Romeo, Michigan is, according to, you know, my stats, it's in the state of Michigan.
We got that part right.
Yes. Where the fuck is Romeo?
Exactly. It sounds like it's enough to where it ain't the South. So there's no reason that his ass should be rocking the Confederate flag. I don't understand that shit at all.
It's in Macomb County, Michigan, which is probably about, the population was 3,596 at the 2010 census.
So did the walking man walk past him?
Romeo is located on the rural urban fringe of the Detroit. They call it the rural urban fringe of Detroit metropolitan area. So, god damn.
So, it's a trailer park.
Hell yeah.
He's born in a fucking trailer park. I guess he does have the Confederate flag that he's rocking with that shit. Mm. If you go by the stereotypes, right?
Yes. These activists are meeting, like, you know, GM sponsors him and stuff, and people are like, yo, like, you gotta get rid of this nigga. Like, anything with flag on it now, man, we trying to get rid of your ass, man.
I mean, they took the goddamn Dukes of Hazzard off TV.
Yes, man.
Do you agree with that?
Far, man.
You think they took it too far?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the Dukes of Hazzard. Like, I watched a lot of shit that was a lot more racist than the Dukes of Hazzard. Cartoons was most of them. I mean, they didn't take all that shit off TV. Shit, Bugs Bunny was a racist.
Mm.
Fucking the Crows with Heckling and Jekyll. Anyway, I'm not gonna go down that road. fuck Kid Rock. My winners and losers this week. I guess as you said, Meek Mill, I gotta say Tyrese is a winner this week, man. Have you heard Tyrese's album?
No, I don't listen to R&B, so all right. If it's not 90s R&B, I don't listen to it. Not Jodeci, Jagged Edge, 112. I don't know.
Okay, well, then let's put that together. Jodeci's new album is trash. Tyrese's new album is good.
Okay, I believe you. So, all right, Jodeci's new album had to be trash.
Yeah, there's no reason. I mean, these niggas are 70. There's no reason for y'all to be coming out making albums right now. Stop it. But Tyrese's album is really good, man. Y'all should check that out. I might even do an R&B Sunday on that Tyrese. You know, that might come out when the new t-shirts come out. loser this week? I don't think I have a loser. I'm going to go without a loser this week because fuck it. That's why.
I thought I was going to be a loser. Much you've been attacking me on Facebook about them Serena Williams comments. Okay. Jesus Christ.
Can we discuss that? I mean, why are you always in the center of controversy with black women? Why do you always do this? It's the hair, it's Serena's body. I don't understand.
I don't understand. It's all right. It was just like, yo, it's all right. Just attacking me. I was just like, yo, I said one thing. The Dub come out. Hey.
Okay. So wait, that was Dub. That wasn't me.
Then he was co-signing him. Then, you know, then you got your boy AJ to jump on me and shit. I'm like, damn, man. And I was just like, yo, I'm just trying to tell him, like, Serena had no competition. Like, she been dominating nobody. She had to play nobody but her sister. And I was just like, yo, like, she had, I mean, none of the girls that were supposed to be good were good. That's not Serena's fault. But it's just like, it's easy for you to, like, when she goes into a tournament, you can mark her into the finals because ain't nobody going to be there. You know what I'm saying? Because there's nobody like that. Martina Hingis flopped. What was the little girl named? Sharapova never beat, never nothing. What's the other? No, Sharapova. That's the one she just Kornikova. Be screaming all the time. Kornikova. Yeah. Like, Kornikova, was that the Serena era? Yeah, I think it was.
I think she's the pretty one that never won shit.
Yeah, she's the pretty one that never won. You know what I'm saying? The Russian chick. And she was.
I don't know, man. It's, but the saying she was built like a dude is just, it's wrong, man.
Oh, she the one said she stopped lifting weights because she got tired of people saying she look, her arms are too big and stuff. You know, come on, man.
That's just wrong, man.
Like 6'2", man. She's a cute man. Hey, listen, she would be an excellent wide receiver in the NFL, dog.
You know what,
like,
man, we're not doing this. We're just not doing it, man. Let Serena live, man.
I'm letting her live, man. I have no problem with her, man. Just don't be slandering the god body Steffi Graf by saying,
oh my god. Steffi Graf is god body?
She's a GOAT. She's the greatest woman player.
I think that King Jerm is a white man.
I'm not a white man.
Look, Steffi Graf over Serena.
If Steffi beat Serena, she would kick her fucking ass, dog.
Paula Deen, NASCAR, Helms. I think that you're a white dude.
God, man, you don't be easy to kill me with that, man.
You're white.
I'm not white, bro.
You white. Right. You like mayonnaise?
Y'all niggas, man, what's wrong with that?
You white dude, man. I'm starting to see it now.
You don't like watermelon.
I know I don't like watermelon.
Okay, I like watermelon.
But so you like, right, but you like mayo. Mayo trumps. Look, mayo trumps watermelon.
I ain't never met a black person that don't like mayo. I met like 5 black people that don't like mayonnaise. Most black people I know like mayonnaise.
I don't know no black people that like mayonnaise, but you.
Man, listen, I know a lot of niggas that like every cookout I go to is mayonnaise there. All
right, well what about in context, though?
Empty by the end of the motherfucker. They ain't from making potatoes. All
right, but what about in context? Your mayonnaise, your Paula Deen, your NASCAR, your Helms. You white.
I'm from North Carolina.
You white, that man.
That shit is all North Carolina. NASCAR, Jesse Helms. All that shit, man. Come
just,
on.
Just like with Deez and Samero, they were doing their show. Everybody thought their motherfuckers was white. They thought Mero was white. I think the German's white.
They thought Jesus was white.
How Deez, the fuck did they think Jesus was white?
Because, okay, the picture was put online. You know, somebody said Jesus was white. He put up a picture, you know what I'm saying? Like him and, you know, he put up a picture and everybody was like, I knew he was white. I knew he was white.
But Jesus says nigga every other word.
But that was a running joke. Like everybody thought he was a white dude. And then,
that's, you know, ridiculous. That's so funny. Right? There had to be people who didn't know him from that site.
And look, people on that site even was believing that shit. And we was like, are y'all fucking serious? Like, you really think this dude white? But that was a running joke, man.
Hey, man, I want to be like that when I grow up, man. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, man.
I just want to be like that when I grow up.
We gotta get our Twitter presence up so we can get on that Black Twitter show or whatever.
Yeah, or something. We gotta get on one of them shows, man. I just know that when I was watching them on what was it, The Breakfast Club, the interview they did on The Breakfast Club, and they were saying how, so the podcast is over, but then Deez said something like their MTV jobs were just regular jobs for a while. Like they would go down to MTV building and just be on the computer doing regular shit. Y'all getting checks? I wouldn't mind that job.
Wow.
You could pay me MTV size checks to sit and play on the computer. I'd do that.
Force me to tweet all day.
I could do that. If MTV calls you. Okay, so MTV calls you and says that we can bring you on the show, but it's going to be just you, Jern. Or BET calls you and said we'll bring both of y'all up.
We're going to BET, sorry, right?
Really? We know the audio is going to be worse than what it is now.
All we worry about is a check. Now, yeah, you don't understand. What we worry about is a check. Damn, I'm pretty sure we've recorded in worse conditions.
Hey, what our best, one of the folks' favorite episodes was one where the audio was trash.
Yeah.
Audio, what was that, like episode?
Don't do that to yourself. It's all right. Don't do it to yourself.
I want to say it's in the 50s. I want to say it's in the 50s. I'm not going to say the episode because I know I'll get it wrong because that's what I do. But it's in the 50s. If you look through the images of the forecast, the thumbnail is the one with the explosion. The episode was horrible. And y'all love that fucking episode. Matter of fact, here it is. Episode 58. I'm on it, goddammit. Episode 58. My warning for this episode, and I need to change this. Why does it say that I published all these?
Oh, you know, you'll be easy love that. Y'all love all the credit.
Nah, that needs to be fixed.
I'm pretty sure it's some kind in our contracts. How many posts we got? Y'all niggas gonna be like, oh, I got 379 posts.
Nah, that looks really bad. I need to. I'm gonna ask Easy if that right. Fucks up.
Not do that, man.
It looks really bad though, because it's not. It wasn't like I was doing anyway. It's episode 58. Is the worst Frocast ever. That motherfucker has 25 replies. The audio was trash. Everything was cutting out, and it has 25 replies, bro. So I'm just saying that's what people like. They like the shitty audio. So maybe BET is the move. Yes. Maybe we'll get put on if we do that shit. I guess we need to give our shout outs to get the fuck up out of here, man.
Hey, man, shout out. Oh, okay. Since shout out to RT3, shout out to Kira, and shout out to me, shout out to myself, and that's it.
And JPM.
And JPM. That's it.
We told y'all niggas last week. That's how it's going to be, man. I'm not even giving a number no more. Fuck, I'm not giving a number no more.
My number
giving...
is 347.
No, don't give him the number.
2572. That is so y'all can call in and apologize. Say y'all sorry. And you know what I'm saying? You know, fuck that. Shout out to Papa Dash Soul.
Oh, you know, always. Now he's always
giving one. Dash Soul is he grandfathered in.
You always get one, Papa Dash. So we don't expect you to get on here and tweet with us, low life and slack jaw motherfuckers.
That's Soul get one. You know, so, that's my face. I mean, my Snapchat friend.
And that's it, man. That's all the shout outs we're giving. We're not even telling you where to find us on social media. Dope. We'll holler at you motherfuckers next time. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. I need about 5 million. Sitting there with King Jern. We will holler at y'all motherfuckers next time on the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. And we out. Peace. Hey. Bitches.
Yeah. This is PTZ, a.k.a. The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Now, can you dig it?
NappyAfro.com.